Yeah, the flamer aleph on the base. Most the bottom gemara, two dots. Says again the Mishnah that habu ala choisoi for ala choisov. If somebody's maris lives with his sister or lives with his aunt, so he has to pay a knas. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Even though the chay decreases, still the maisa you have to pay a knas. So maris the kasha reminu abakasha stira. It says the Mishnah in Makis that Elohein aloikin. These are the chay v'lavin that you do that you get malchus if you do them. So one of them is habu ala choisoi. If somebody lives with his sister, he's manis his sister, so it's a lav that you get malchus. Even though the zosu chai decreases, but you get malchus for it also. If you give him asro, if you warn him before and then say, don't live with your sister, because if you live with your sister, you're going to get malchus, so you give him malchus. Habu ala choiso, v'yala chois oviv, v'yala chois imoi, v'yala chois ishtoi, v'yala eshes achiv, v'yala eshes achiyoviv, v'yala nida. Any one of these ladies, it's a chai v'lavin, that you get malchus. If you live with an Ida, if you live with your brother's wife, after he gave her a get already, or else with Achais Aviv, the sister from the same father, your father's sister, or else your mother's sister, the kids, these are chai v'krisis, but the Torah says a lav, so lachrid, you get malchus. Now the kasher is, the kaimalon, we hold, that the ain't a leiko mishalim. We know you don't get two things. You don't get malchus and have to pay money at the same time. So kash the chutz astira in the two mishnayim. How could the mishnah in Makis say that if you live with your sister you get malchus? And here our mishnah says elo nara sheishlam knas. If you live with your sister, if your man is your sister, you have to pay a knas. You have to pay money. The chutz the klal is v'ein aloike mishalim. You don't have to do two things. At the bottom Rashi says. The Nafkalon Lakamon from the Gemara later that says from the Pasik, Mechdei Rishosoi Widashin, Mishum Risha Achazato Mechaivoi, Viato Mechaivoi Mishum Shtei Rishois. You don't have a Chiev of two Rishois, you don't get two punishments, you only get one and not two. So the Klal is, we'll soon see which one you're supposed to get, whether you're supposed to get Malkus or whether you're supposed to get Mumin. But our core point on the Klal is you don't get both. So according to Stir, the two Mishnaisin, according to both Mishnaisin, you should get both. If you're honest, if you force your sister to live with her, so our Mishnah says you have to pay your kenas, and there the Mishnah says you have to get malchus. So for the klal is, you don't get both. You don't get malchus, and you don't get tashlum together. So there's two terutzim. First, the Gemara says, Oma Ula, Ula answers like this. I'll tell you like kasha. There's no kasha. Kan ba choisoi nara. Our Mishnah is talking about where your sister is still a nara. She's only 12 years old, and she's a psula. So if you're manas, so our Mishnah says you have to pay your money, you have to pay your kenas. Kan, but the second Mishnah in Makis that says you get Malkis, I'll tell you about Choseh Bageris. It's talking about where your sister is a Bageris. She's over 12 and a half. So since she's a Bageris already, there's no kenas. We have before, kenas is only when she's an Ara, from 12 to 12 and a half. When she's older than that, she's a Bageris, there's no more kenas. So the Mishnah in Makis is talking about where you live with your sister, when she's a Bageris, so it's very good, there's no money, therefore we say you have to get Malkus. But Enoch Nami, Ula holds that when you have the two things in front of you, Malkus and money, the Lochrid will make you pay money. You have to pay money and not get Malkus. Therefore our Mishnah is very good. If she's a Nara, that you have to pay a Knas, that's the Locha. You have to pay Knas money, and Enoch Nami, you would not get Malkus. Either Mishnah Makis says if you live with your sister, you get Makis. That's talking about in the case where there's no money, where there's no knas, where she is a Bageris. For the Gemara though, no, it's still a kasha. Achoisai Bageris Nami, even when your sister is more than 12 and a half, when she's a Bageris already, so there's no knas, for the Gemara though, Ho'ika Boisha Supagam. But if you force her, you live with her, first of all, you Mavaisha, you embarrass her, Upagam, you make her worth less. Pagam means how much you make her body worth less. You count that by if you'd want to sell her in the marketplace for a shivcha, for a maid. People pay more money for a shivcha that no man lived with yet to a shivcha, a lady that a man lived with. See, the fact you live with your sister, you're ruining her. You're making a pagam. So pagam and boishes, these things, even when she's a bageris, you have to pay it. So still it's a kasha than the Mishnah Makis. How does the Mishnah Makis say if you live with your sister? You get Malkus. Why do you get Malkus? The chur, the din should be, you should have to pay money. You should have to pay brishas for pagam. So Drashi, to gabe kinas, so dibi nanara. Ah, well, brishas mamainu. by Knas, there's a special pasuk, you have to be an Arba. But that the boishes, you embarrass her, or else pigam, that you make her worth less, that's regular mammon, that you have to pay no matter how old she is. So her filakasha, why does the Mishnah say in Makkah you have to get malkis? You should only have to pay money. So Gemara answers, I'll tell you, the Mishnah is talking about b'shoita, where she was a shoita, your sister was a shoita. So Rashi says, she'ein lo boishes. She has no boishes, a shoita doesn't bother her. She has no embarrassment. So therefore there's no money to pay. And Rashi says also, v'domim limchor b'shoik, nami ein lo. Like nobody wants to buy a shoita, she's not worth any money anyway. So since she's not worth any money, there's no pigam. So by a shoita, there's no boishes and there's no pigam. So the kids say, if you live with your sister when she's a shoita and she's a bageris, there's no knas and there's no money. So that's when the Mishnah Makkah says, you get malchus. Frati Gemara, no. For your ikat tsara, but I'll call upon him this tsar, you're giving her pain. If you force her, when you force her to live with you, you give her pain. So for that you have to pay, even if she's a shoita, but she has tsar, she has pain. Good, she doesn't have embarrassment. She's a shaita, but tsar she has. So her still you have to pay your money. So why do you have to give a knas? Why do you get malchus for? So Marian says b'mafuta. I tell you, we're talking about the Mishnah Makkah is when you talked her into it. And she agreed to do it. She agreed to do it. So therefore there's no tsar. So far we're talking about where she's a shaita, and you talked her into it, that there's no tsar involved. So therefore there's no money problems. It's only a din that you did a lav, you live with your sister, that's why you get malchus. So at Gemara Hashto, the Yasas Lahochi, now that you come this far, afilo taima achoy seinara. Even if you want to say the Mishnah in Makkis is talking about your sister when she's a nara, so then the kashri, there should be kenas. So why do you get malchus? You have to pay a kenas. The Teretz says, I'll tell you, be yisayma umafuta. We're talking about where she has no father. Your sister, she has no father, your father died already. And also, mafuta, you talked her into it. The lacha is, when you talk her into it, and she agrees, so then there's no nezik. You don't have to pay a tsar, boishes, or pagam, because she agreed to do it. She was a mafuta, she agreed to do it. Now, the lacha about kenas, the lacha is like this. When do you have to pay a kenas? If she has a father, then the lacha is, the kenas goes to the father. But if she's a yesoima, she has no father, then the kenas is supposed to go to her. Now, when the money goes to her, there's a svara, if she agreed to do it, she was like Michael, she forgave you on the money, you don't have to pay her any money. Like, the Torah says you have to pay her money, a kenas, that's only if you force her. But if you talk her into it and she agrees, when she agrees to let you live with her, she's like, you're doing it rishus, you're doing it without permission. So it's like she's Michael, you the kenas. You don't have to pay her any money. Just I, the Torah says, the mafuta, you have to pay money. The Torah says, when there's a father alive, the money goes to the father. And the father wasn't meichel the money. But when she's a yisayma, she has no father, then the halacha is the money goes to her. If the money goes to her, the svar is if she agrees to let you do it to her, she's meichel you the money. So in the case where she's a mafuta and she has no father, there's no money involved. Because any money that you should have to pay, she is meichel you. So that's what the Mishnah Makkah is talking about. This is the case that you get malchus and you do not have to pay money. So our core point of the Gemara says, Almuk Svar Ula. We see that what's Ula's Svara? Ula himself holds that Kol Heicha Dika Mamun Malchus. Whenever you have two chiyuvim, you have money and you have malchus, which one of the two did he give you? Memayna Mishalim. The locker is you have to pay money. That's why our Mishnah is very good. If you force your sister when she's a Nara, our Mishnah says you have to pay a kenas. Either there's a lav involved also, so what? You get money and you don't get malchus. Mamayna Mishalim, Mukul Eloki. Now the only time you get malchus, like the Mishnah Malchus is, in a case where there's no money involved. Either she's a shaita, or else when she's a yesayma, she doesn't have a father, and she was a mafuta. She agreed to do it, that the money goes to her, and she is meichel the money, she gave you permission to do it, so there's no money involved, that's when you get malchus. But in any time when there's money involved, you see from Ula, to what Ula answers the stevers in the Mishnayos in, that he holds, you have to pay money, money is the bigger chiv, and then enechlam, you do not get malchus. For the Gemara, minole lulaha, how does Ula know this? How do we know this when you do something like this, when you live with your sister, that you should have to pay your money for the Kenats, and also you should have to get Malkus. How do we know that you pay the money and you don't get Malkus? How do we know money comes first? So Gemara says, I'll tell you, Ulu learns it out from the parsha where you hit your friend. Ma choyvel b'chaveroi. The locker of you hit your friend. The yikom momen amalkus. There's a lav ha-terah about Toysif. You're not allowed to hit your friend. If you hit your friend, you're over alive, you're supposed to get Malkus. But if you hurt him, that you give a pagam, you ruin him, you make him worthless, you have to pay ma'athmazik. You have to pay nezik tzav boishes a pagam. You have to pay money. So locher is by choyvel, the din is you have to pay the money, and you don't get Malkus. The din is memoinu mishalin, milkul aloki. That's the locher by choyvel. And later we'll see it's a referish apostik. It's a special apostik. Rashi says, Choyvel b'chaveri, Rashi says, Ika Malkus. First of all, you're over a lav. The pasuk says, the lo Yosef. It says when Bezdin gives Malkus, it says you hit him 39 times, for lo Yosef, you're not allowed to do more. So we learn out from that there's a lav to hit your friend. Or the minor mishalim, you also have to pay money. Could you save shift or yitain, that if you hurt the guy and he can't go to work, you have to pay the doctor bills, or he's not working, you have to pay him. If you feel lost for Beinami, even when you gave him Asro and you warned him, don't hit your friend, because you're being over Alav, that's the case where you should get Malkus, still, Marbele Lekamon Vishmaitim Behedya Letashlumim. We'll soon see later that there's Meferesh Ribui, you have to pay money. So I'll tell you, Ula learns out from this Lav, from the Lav of Chayvel Bechaveroi, when you hit your friend, there we see the Torah tells us clearly, you have to pay money, and you don't get Malkus. So I tell you, Av Kol Hecha, Dika Mamun Malkus, any place where there's two chiyuvim, money and Malkus, the din is Mamayna Mishalim. I'll tell you, you have to pay the money, but Milkil Aloki, Enechanami, Malkus you do not get. You don't have to get Malkus. So maybe Ula learns it out from Choyvel. So Gemara says, no, unless you appear, unless you're Kasha. Ma L'Choyvel B'Chaveroi, Shekein Chayiv B'Chamisha Dvorim. I tell you, if you hit your friend and you hurt him, you ruin him, you have to go to doctor bills, you have to pay five things, special chiddush. If you're a mazik, other mazik has to pay nezek, tzar, boishes, reaper, and shevis. You have to pay five things. The doctor bills, the fact he's not working, you have to pay him, the embarrassment he had, the tzar, the pain he had, and how much he devaluated, if you sell him now, how much less he's worth. You have to pay him five things. So I tell you, since it's such a chomer dekechiyuv of choyvel b'chaveroi, that's why you have to pay the money. Because it's such a chomer dekechiyuv. But maybe other places, the din is you have to get Malkus and not money. Then the Gemara says, v'im amoyne l'kula, if you want to tell me a svara, no. Maybe, but when you have the question, to give you a mamnin or to give you Malkus, I tell you, maybe really money is more kal, is more simple. So the chura then, there should be a kal v'chayma. Maduch by this lav of Chayvel B'chaveroi, where it's a chomedik, a very strict lav. You see, the Torah says you have to pay five payments. Still, the Torah says, we give you the more kula, the money and not the malchus. So, chuchiv yekal b'chayim all over. If you see by this place, we give you the more kal, the more easier one, the money, by every other lav, it should be that way. That we're not going to give you a malchus, the more chomer, but we'll give you money, the more kal. Now, the Gemara's Masupik, what's called more chomer? Is the fact to give you Malkus called more chomer, or the fact to give you money called more chomer? So, Gemara said, if you want to say a svara, that maybe Malkus is more chomer, and money is more kula. So, the Churat Zakal V'Chaim, you should be able to learn out from here, all over to give you money and not Malkus. Gemara says also not, no, you can't learn out. I'll tell you another svara, Shekein Huta Maklal Le'Bezdin. I tell you, this lav of Chayvel B'Chaveroi has a little cooler. It's a little lenient. Do you know why? Because Bezdin has the right to give you Malkus. So Bezdin really has the right to hit somebody. So you see, this lav of hitting somebody is not such a strong lav, because there are places that it's mutter to do. Mashenkin, the lav of living with your sister, there's never a heter. Nowhere in the Torah are you allowed to live with your sister. So maybe I'll tell you the reason why here by Chayvel, they gave you the more kal, the more simple chiv of money, is because bechlal, this lav is called a kal, it's a lav that has a kal to it. That you see the Torah was mat the hitting in Bezdin. The Torah gave Bezdin the right to give people Malkus. So Torah was hutta b'kloloi, it's not such a strict lav, maybe that's why you have to pay money. But maybe other places, like we live with your sister, maybe the other svar would be, you have to get malchus and not money. So chur sila kasha nula, how could you learn out from chayvul b'chaveroi? So Gemara says, Ela gomam yedim zaymimim, ena chanami. Ula learns it out from another place, from the parsha of edim zaymimim. That what? Ma edim zaymimim, the yikamamim or malchus. The lacha is, Edim Zaymim is, let's say two Edim say that Reuven owes $100. They say, we saw the way Reuven borrowed $100 Sunday morning. That's the first two Edim. Then another two Edim come and say to the first two, you're liars, because Imanu Hayisem, you were with us, you weren't here, you're with us in a different place, you never saw that myself. So the lacha is, the first two Edim have to pay the money that they wanted to make him pay. That's the klal of Kashazonam Lasas Liochiv. What you wanted to do to somebody else, we make you pay it. So these first two Edim have a chiyuv to pay back the money. And also the Rov Ralaf of Laisana, they said Edi Sheker. So really they should have to get two punishments. They should have to get money for what they wanted to do to him. They themselves have to pay it. And also they're over the Lav of Laisana. And still the locher is Memoina Mishalim Mukulaloki. Also, we'll have a pasuk later that in the case of Edim Zaymimim, if you wanted somebody else to lose money, we make you lose the money, and we don't give you malchus. So the Chur Ulu learns out from here to all over. Just like for Edim Zaymimim, really there are two chiyuvim, money and malchus. We say, though, you have to pay the money and not the malchus. Here also now, Mishnah, when you live with your sister, you have to pay the kanas, and you don't get malchus. Could the Gemara know? Mali Yedim Zaymimim, I'll tell you, Yedim Zaymimim is different. Shekein Einon Tzrichin Asrua. I tell you, there's a special chumra about Yedim Zaymimim. You don't have to warn them beforehand. They don't need Asrua. Later in the Gemara, we'll see why not. But the locha is, when the first Edim said false, and later we found out the Yedim Zaymimim, they have to pay money, even though the first Edim were not warned. Nobody warned them. To see a special chumra about Edim Zaymimim, that they have to pay money even though they weren't warned. We're all other chiyuvim, you only have to get your punishment if you were warned first. So Mela, I tell you, you can't learn out from Edim Zaymimim. Edim Zaymimim is a special chumra, that's what the Torah said there, you have to pay money. But maybe other places, you get malchus and not money. Right again, Vima Moina Lekula, maybe you want to say a svara though that no, that malchus is more strict. And to have to pay money is a kula. So then the chur should be a kal v'chayma. Madach beidim zaymimim. That's very strict. You don't need asra. The Torah gave you the more kal, the more easier punishment. The money. So the chur all over also for sure. You should only have to pay money, not malchus. So Mara says, no, I'll tell you something kal, something lenient about eidim zaymimim. I'll tell you shekein lo yosa maisa. They didn't do a maisa. All eidim zaymimim did was with their dibur, with their mouth, the first two Edim came to Bezdin and said, we know the way Reuven borrowed $1,000. So they didn't do any action. They just spoke out with their mouth. They said false. They said Eid Sheker. That's all. But they didn't do an action of hitting somebody, of doing an Avera. So maybe since it's a cow, it's not so strict, this Avera, that's what the Torah says you have to pay money. But maybe by Yod Avera is like an Al Mishnah, where you live with your sister. It's a Mais Avera. Maybe they will tell you you have to get Malchus, and not money. So we're still back to the Kasha. How does Ulu know to say the klal is you get money and not malchus? So it says, Elo goma mitavayu. True, each one separately you can't learn out from, but we'll learn out from both together. We'll learn out from Edim Zaymimim and from Chayvul B'Chaveroi. But that by these two in Yonim, the Torah says, you have to pay money and not get malchus. Mar says no. Ma tzara shava shabem. What's no? This part of it. What's the limud? That what's the common denominator between both of them? What are they both shover in equal? Diika mamin or malchus? That both of them really have a chiyuv to have to pay money and to get malchus. And the klal is memoina mishalim milkel eloki. That you only pay money by chayvul and by edim zaymimim, and you don't get malchus. So I tell you, Ulu learns out from here. Af kol hechad diika mamin or malchus. All over. With his chiyuvim of money and malchus, like in a case where you minus your own sister, where you live with your sister when she's a nara, that you should have to pay a kenas and get malchus. I'll tell you the klal is that memoina mishalim, milka lelaki, the din is you have to pay money and not get malchus. Maybe this is Ula's limud. For the Gemara, no. Hatayu apirchas dil. Mala tzad ha-shobah shepem, sheken yesh ben tzad chomer. Hatayu, these two cases are different. Eidim zoymimim has the chumrah, it doesn't need hasroah. Choybo b'chaveru has the chumrah, sheken yesh b'chamishas dvorim. You have to pay five things. So maybe that's why you have to pay money and not malchus. But all over, maybe not like that. And if you want to say the svar, as we said before, that paying money is easier, so for sure you should have to pay money all over, I'll tell you no. Both these two things have something about it that's easy. Eidim zaymimim is not a maisa. They didn't do an action. And chayvul b'chaveroi, we saw before, Rishken hutra m'klaloi, that Bezdin sometimes has a right to hit somebody. So again, Ula can't learn out from these two places. These two places are different. You have no proof for the rest of the Torah. So Gemara says, Enachnami. Elo Ula tachas tachas gomer. Enachnami. Ula has a special gzereshova. To say that by ma'anis, when you live with your sister, by knas, that you have to pay knas and not malchus, there's a special limit for it. He learns out from gzereshova tachas tachas. What? Siv Hawker says over here by Knas, if you live with an Ara, if you manas a girl that's an Ara, it says Takas Asherina. It says because you a man, you gave her pain, you have to pay the 50 shkolim. So if you manas a lady, it says you have to pay her the Knas. Siv Hawker, it says in the parash of Chayvo, Ayin Takas Ayin. If you knock out somebody's eye, we take out your eye. And we darshan over there, what does it mean, ayin tachas ayin? It doesn't mean literally we take away your eye, but it means you have to pay money. So mahasam, just like by chayvo b'chaveroi, the din is mamayna mishalim milkul eloki, that you have to pay money and you do not get malchus for the love of lo Yosef, is av kol hechad, the commandment of malchus, who are then here like by knas, when you live with your own sister, even though there should be two chiyuvin of money knas, and malchus goes to live with your sister, I tell you, the Gzereshav, Atachas tells me that Memoina Mishalim Milkul Eloki. Enachnami is supposed to get money and not Malkus. That's the Maskana, this is Ula's Limud. Saka Machloikis Rashi and Tosfos of Yemis, Rashi's Mashm according to Ula, it's a Limud all over. This Gzereshav helps us for Kol HaTerakula, that whenever you have money and Malkus, you always have to pay money and not Malkus. Tosfos wants to say not like that. Tosfos wants to say, if it's only Gzeira Shava, the Gzeira Shava is only over here, Takas Asherina, by Knas. In the case when you live with a girl, if you force the girl, then you have to pay a Knas and not Malkus. But it could be by other Chiyuvi Yatira, Ula maybe agrees to Rav Yechanan that the cloud usually is like we paskin, you get Malkus and not money. We owe the Lachla next Monday, like Rav Yechanan, that the cloud is Milkaloki, Memoina Lemishalin. Place one says not such a big machlokes. Ula has a posik only to tell us that by kenas you also have to pay kenas. But other places could be Ula agrees to Rabbi Yochanan that you get malchus and not money. So far this was Ula's limit. Now the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan says like this. Rabbi Yochanan Omar afilu teima achoyse nara. Even if you want to say we're talking about your sister, that's an ara. Now it's our mission here is talking about your sister when she's an ara. Well, if I can't, not our Mishnah only. It means Rabbi Yochanan saying both the Mishnahs. It's our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Makis. Both Mishnahs are talking about when you live with your sister when she's an Ara. So, then it's a stira. How does our Mishnah say you get Kenas? And how does the Mishnah there say you get Malkus? And we know the klal is you don't get both. You only get one, not two. So, our answer is, Kan Shehisra Boy, Kan Shehisra Boy. Rabbi Yochanan says, our Mishnah is talking about when you did not give Malkus, you did not give Asra, you didn't warn him beforehand. Since you didn't warn him beforehand, then the halacha is that you have to pay money. Our Mishnah that says, Mamoina, you have to pay Knas, is when you didn't warn him. So you didn't give him Asra, there's no Malkus. So that's why you have to pay money. But the Mishnah in Malkus that says, if you live with your sister, you get Malkus, that's talking about where you were warned. If you had us through, if we warned you beforehand, then the halacha is, you have to get malchus and not money. So Gemara says, Taka Alma, what do we see? That Kesava Rav Yechanan, what does Rav Yechanan hold? That Kol Hecha Dika Mamana Malkus. Any case where you have money and malchus involved, like when you live with your own sister, you should have to pay a knas, and you should also have to get malchus for the lav. V'yasrubei, and they warned you before, and don't live with your sister. So the klal is Rabbi Yechon holds, milk your loki, v'mayna le mishalin, and ekonami. The klal all over is, you have to get malchus, and you don't pay money. That's what Rabbi Yechon holds. Our Mishnah says here, if you live with your sister, you pay a kenas, that's medavka, where you didn't give her asra. If you didn't warn him beforehand, then there's no kenas, so there's no malchus. So where there's no malchus and echnami, then avad, you have to pay money. But then echnami, in the case where we warned you, and you get malchus, the klal is milk a lucky, you get malchus, and you don't get money. For the Gemara, minolah Rabbi Yechonon ho. How does Rabbi Yechonon know this yisoid? How does he know to say that you have to get malchus and not money? So Amakro, the pasuk says like this, kidei rishosai. We give you punishment means one punishment. So we dash in mishum risha achas atom mechayvai viatom mechayvim mishum shtei rishois. We only give you one punishment and not two punishments. Like Rashi wrote down before, this is the pasuk bechlau, that in the case where you do something that you're supposed to get punishment of malchus and of money, that we only give you one and not two. Kidei rishosai means we'll give you one punishment and not two punishments. Now, which one do we give you? V'samachlei, right away the Torah says, Aboyim yakenu. It says, we give you malchus. So, you know, that's from Yechon's limud. That in the pasha, this is the pasha talk of Edom Zaymimim. Kidei rishosai is talking about Edom Zaymimim. So even though before we said Edom Zaymimim gets money, that's only in the case where the Edom wanted to make somebody else lose money, so they get money instead. But in the case where they didn't want to make somebody else lose money, then the Torah says, Aboyim yakenu. They get malchus and not money. So that's Rabbi Yechon's limud. Rabbi Yechon learns out from Kedei Rishosai, and right away it says, Aboyim yakenu, that whenever you have two punishments, the one you get is malchus and not money. The Torah says the parasha, when you hit your friend and you ruin him, you hurt him, you have to pay the five things, the doctor bills, the boishes, the tsar, and also there's malchus because you're over the lav of Lo Yosef, and still we say the klal is, you have to pay money, and you don't get malchus. So the Kuri, you see clearly that you pay money and not malchus, not like Rabbi Yechonon. For the Gemara of Achitayim, maybe you'll tell me, Hani Mili, Hechad Alayasribe. Maybe the din that you hit your friend, you have to pay money, is only when you didn't warn him. But maybe if you warned your friend not to hit somebody, and he's over the law that he gets malchus, Avalasribe, maybe you want to tell me, Milki Lokim Emanuel Mishalim? You want to tell maybe in such a case, Enochanami, you would get malchus and not money? According to Rabbi Yechonon, maybe if you hit your friend, and you were warned beforehand not to hit your friend, that you're over a lav of Lo Yosef, that you would get malchus. So the Gemara, V'omer Rabami, Omer Rabbi Yechonon, Hako, Shem Boshev Apruta Loike. If you hit your friend, Hako, Shem Boshev Apruta. If you hit your friend, and you only slapped him in the face, that you didn't cause any nezek, any tsar, all you cause is less than a shavapruta. Shame by shavapruta. The tsar, he didn't damage him, he didn't ruin him, he's going to go to work, there's no doctor bills. He had a little bit pain, that's a little bit tsar. Maybe it's worth less than a shavapruta. The din is like it, you get malchus. For the Gemara Hechidami, what are we talking about? This case. What's Rabbi Yechonon saying? Either lo yasrebe, if they didn't warn him beforehand, am I like it? Why does it get malchus? So what do you mean to tell me here, since it's less than a shavah pruta, you get malchus? If he wasn't warned before and there was no asrua, you don't get malchus. El apshita the asrubei. We're talking about here in the case of Avada where we warned him beforehand. We warned the person, don't hit your friend, because if you hit your friend, you're over a lav, lo Yosef, and we're going to give you malchus. Now the Brisa says, Rabbi Yechonon says, v'taima, why do we give you malchus? To less be shavah pruta. Only because what you hit him caused less of a damage than a shavapruta. There's no damage there, Kamat. That's why you have to get malchus. Mashmo yispe shavapruta. Let's say in a case where you punched him in the nose, and he made a bloody nose there, because he has to go to the doctor, that has caused the shavapruta. You have to pay him money. Then it's mashmo, memoina mishalin, mukul eloki. Mashmo, in such a case, you would have to pay money and not get malchus. So, Chura, you see, even in the case of Asrabe, even in the case where they warned him, still Rabbi Yechonon says, if you hit your friend, the locker is we're going to give you money and not malchus. Ah, Rabbi Yechon himself says not like that. Rabbi Yechon himself says that we give you an omission of naris, knas, it's only where there was no asrabei. But in the case where they warned him, enechonami, then you get malchus, not money. And here by choyvul, Rabbi Yechon said you get money and not knas. So Gemara answers, k'diyom Reb Eloi. Like Reb Eloi says, that the Feirish ribsa Torah Eidim Zaymimim litashlumim. Reb Eloi says that Eidim Zaymimim, there's a Feirish ribui that you have to pay money. So I tell you, hochinami here also, by choyvul b'chaveroi. Hochinami, I tell you, the Feirish ribsa Torah choyvul b'chaveroi litashlumim. The Torah was marba b'feirish here, a choyvul b'chaveroi, you have to pay money. Usually Rabbi Yechon holds the klal is, you get malchus and not money. But when you hit your friend, there's a mefarish apostle.